1067 K-Jug Country. What a great Wednesday it is. We're starting talking to a lot of your favorite country artists, and this girl has been here a couple of times. Met her back in 2017. She's done some shows for us. Matter of fact, she did a blind date for us at Barrel House. It's Ashley McBride.
Drew!
You know, it's crazy how time flies. I was looking back over our long relationship of being friends and knowing each other, and all the way back to September 12th of 2017. And then we've ran into each other and talked to each other and seen each other over almost 4 years.
Wow. That is wild to look back and think that that's been 4 years.
And so much has happened for you. Not so much for me, but for you, things have been going great.
Yeah. Things just get better and better all the time. I mean, of course, the last year was rather hard, but we still got nominations.
Lots of nominations.
Yeah, there's so many that I've kind of, every time I get told, I'm always the last person to find these things out, and I usually get a text from someone. And this year, finding out I was nominated for Album of the Year was John Osborne from Brothers Osborne, who is also nominated in that category. And of course, he didn't say that. He just texted me and said, heck yes, Album of the Year. So I love finding things out like that. And we got really four for ACM. So I'm pretty stoked.
Do you still have some cobwebs from the last year? I know you've been able to kind of do a couple of things out and about, but are the cobwebs still set in, or are you shaking it all off?
I'm doing what I can. I sat and played guitar the other day, just kind of on the couch, and probably for, I don't know, 30 minutes or so, just picking, not singing. And I realized how sore my forearm was. And that is so lame. So our muscle memory, I know everybody in the band's got to be the same way, right? And so our muscle memory is going to be off. I haven't stood up for 90 minutes and sang and run across the stage while playing guitar this whole time. So it's just going to be a big adjustment. We're going to have to give each other a lot of grace and just embrace the joy of being able to make music and forgive ourselves for whatever mistakes and rust that we have to deal with.
You've been playing guitar for a long time, but did your fingertips, were they really in pain too?
Yeah, that was really, really scary. I noticed that I hadn't been playing my guitar every day, and I had gone probably over a week without playing guitar, which is ridiculous. If I knew a young person that was saying, you know, I want to play guitar, and I found out they hadn't touched their guitar in a week, I'm like, you don't want to play guitar. You just want to think you want to play guitar. So yeah, I had to get my fingertips back in shape, but I'm still doing it, especially on the electrics, because those strings are so sharp. I've got a ukulele with me today, but that's nylon string, so that's not really going to toughen anything up.
You have a great team behind you, and they're with you through thick and thin. How long do you think it'll take you guys to get prepared and ready for the big show? Because I know you guys used to make a big ordeal out of getting you all gussied up to get out.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to get me gussied up tonight to do some filming. So that's going to be fun. All faked up. We'll definitely be coming back to Instagram and probably make some appearances on TikTok as well. But the guys and I, we start rehearsals at the end of May. So look out, folks.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. And you're going to be rolling through here later on this year. I cannot wait to see you. I wish I was seeing you in person, but we will get that opportunity very, very soon.
Yes, we will. We're all taking care of each other and doing what we have to do so we can get back together.
Well, Ashley, good luck to you on Sunday night and all the performing and all the awards you're up for, your class act. We love you here in K-Jug Country, and can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much.